Hey, everybody. This is a special you need to be aware of for Father's Day. Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of their lives, but he didn't stop by just creating the best pillow. Now he's done it again with My Slippers. Now, listen, this is the first time he's ever done this and gone this far, but for a limited time, you will save $90 on a pair of My Slippers. This blowout sale of the year is not going to last, so you've got to order right now, and you can order in time for Father's Day. He took over 2 years to develop these slippers. They're designed to wear inside and out. It's like walking on pillows, you guys. It's amazing. It's impact gel plus foam to prevent fatigue. And it's also made with quality leather suede. So happy to be able to bring this to you. But what a deal that is. $90 off the My Slippers. You're practically getting them for free. So make sure you order up for Father's Day. I promise you, he does not have slippers like these slippers. Get them for the man in your life. They're going to love them.
The Potato. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
Hi, this is Ryan from Inside Out Hyperbarics, and today I'm on the radio to say thank you to all of our clients who have allowed us to be part of their healing journeys, from helping those suffering from traumatic brain injury and chronic pain disorders to those with symptoms of autoimmune or the lingering effects of COVID-19 long haulers. It's been an honor you put faith in us to help you through some of your toughest times. So to give back, we will be running monthly specials to celebrate our upcoming 6-year anniversary. To find these specials, check us out on the web at InsideOutHyperbarics.com. Inside Out Hyperbarics, bringing out the best in you.
When you come out and do your monologues, which are really based on what you've read, do you go home and worry about things? Do you worry about this country? Are there things that really bug you that you can't say in the air?
I think one of the dangers, if you are a comedian, which basically I am, if you start to take yourself too seriously and start to comment on social issues, your sense of humor suffers somewhere. I've seen other people, whose names I won't mention, who do humor, and then somewhere along the line they start to want to make their views known. I try to do it humorously. I try not to, and we've had some criticism on the show. Some critics over the years says, well, the show has no great sociological value. It's not controversial. It's not deep. The Tonight Show basically is to amuse people, to make them laugh.
Do you get sensitive about the fact that people say, he'll never take a serious controversy? Well, I have an answer to that. I said, now, tell me the last time that Jack Benny, Red Skelton, any comedian used his show to do serious issues. That's not what I'm there for. Can't they see that?
But you're not...
Why do they think that just because you have a Tonight Show that you must deal in serious issues? That's a danger. It's a real danger. Once you start that, you start to get that self-important feeling that what you say has great import. And, you know, strangely enough, you could use that show as a forum. You could sway people. And I don't think you should as an entertainer.
That was Johnny Carson years ago. Interesting, huh? Boy, have things changed. I think they've become platforms for propaganda instead of just entertainment along the way. But love that old clip. Welcome to the Kate Daly Show. How are you doing? And, of course, Melissa's with me today. And I always love Melissa Wednesdays and Susan Wednesdays. How are you?
I'm good.
Excellent. There's a couple of things. Number one, I will be on C-SPAN on Independence Day. And so that ought to be interesting, huh? And so I'll be on in the morning on Washington Journal. And I will just give them my 2 cents on abortion and gun laws and all kinds of things. So I hope they're ready for that. And so that's on C-SPAN. And then also, I just did Alex Jones and the Alex Jones Show. And you can catch that over at band.video. So band, then period, then video. And if you go in there, look for the Alex Jones Show. There's a lot of shows in there. Look for the Alex Jones Show, and you'll find the episode I did on solutions, things you can do, amazing things that can really help right now that we can be busy doing instead of just watching our country burn down. So so I welcome you. And, of course, Alex was announcing that his source, whoever that is saying that Trump is going to run for office. That he's going to run for president and he's going to announce it next week. So maybe Monday. So that's very kind of interesting, isn't it? So what happens when Trump runs again? So there's that. And Melissa, we have so many different things to get to today. We have like a list of some things that that you can't wait to talk about and also fill people in on because they're all really interesting in their own right. So this ought to be a lot of fun to be able to talk about these things today.
Well, we love diversity here, right?
Yes, we do.
So we're gonna have a big diverse conversation.
Okay.
Well, we got to start with this, Kate. Mm-hmm. Top of the announcement list. Fauci, mm-hmm. Anthony Fauci, the guru of all things COVID, the prognosticator of all illness.
Oh yes,
mm-hmm. has got
little Hitler
COVID
man
now.
Uh huh.
He's got COVID for the second time.
He's so irritating.
It was now. Yeah, remember that vaccine, safe and effective. Oh, it's safe and effective. Well, apparently not so effective. June 16th, mm-hmm. he turned up positive for the first time.
Right. And everyone went, uh-huh.
I need to point out, he is quadruple vaxxed.
Of course he is.
And he's still got COVID.
Yeah. Why can't he die from a blood clot? Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. He got somewhat better. And then he took something called Paxlovid, which is a Pfizer drug.
Mm-hmm.
For people, it's to help make sure that your symptoms are milder.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought I was under the kind of mistaken impression that that's what the vaccine was for, but apparently not.
Right.
You have to be quadruple vaxxed and double masked and then take Paxlovid as well.
Yeah. And there's no way that he put that into his body. There is no way. I will never believe he got those shots. And so his cold is being sold as COVID, right?
Who knows?
Uh-huh.
He's a liar. Who knows what he's got? Anyway, he could have anthrax and we wouldn't know. So some people online are commenting about this big announcement.
Mm-hmm.
And someone named Michael D'Ambrosio made this following statement. Please, 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 please let him get Paxlovid rebound, which is what happens when people who you get COVID, you take Paxlovid in order to keep the symptoms very minimal.
Mm-hmm.
And then you start to get better and then you get it back again. You get COVID again. So that's why he's got COVID again for the second time.
Right.
He's got Paxlovid rebound.
Mm-hmm.
And so I pulled a bunch of information about Paxlovid and you're not, for one, apparently you're not really supposed to take it unless you're unvaccinated.
Uh-huh.
We'll start with that. So if he was quadruple vaccinated and double masked, why is he taking Paxlovid at all?
Right. Good question.
And the promise is if you take Paxlovid, it makes your symptoms even milder.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the quote from him. He reports that his rebound symptoms are much worse than before.
God. It's
so
like
is there
utter
any
lunacy.
Part of this that is good for him?
No, it's always lunacy from these people and these transhumanists. They're lunatic. And so, yeah, this does not surprise me at all. In fact, we should talk about the Pritzker family, too, because they're just as lunatic. They're all transhumanists. These people humanists is a better word, because these people, they really don't love people. So it doesn't surprise me to see this.
Kate, I want to qualify that.
Okay.
They love themselves plenty well.
Right.
It's you they don't like.
Yeah.
Just keep that in mind.
Yeah, that's true. Very true. Yes, you're right. And so tell me about the Pritzker family, because I remember Susan mentioning something different something to the same regard about the Pritzker family. They're very involved in our changing of the culture. What are they doing?
They are. And they're one of the wealthiest families in the United States. And you would never know that. They are simultaneously not high profile and extraordinarily high profile. It depends on who you know and mm-hmm. who you're hanging out with. But one of the Pritzker family members is the governor of Illinois.
Right.
So you can imagine he's been the leader on a lot of the COVID. They call him Mr. Lockdown in Illinois.
Of course.
So that tells you what you need to know. But what they are really, and every member of the family, there's a whole bunch of the Pritzkers. They're all over the country. There's one that runs a Pritzker Family Foundation for San Francisco and for L.A. and for Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
So they are strategically positioned.
Good to know.
As influencers.
Mm-hmm.
And they're working on something called synthetic sex identification, I think that's
SSI.
What it is.
SSI. Synthetic sex. What in the hell is synthetic sex identification?
It's the next horizon beyond transgenderism. What? Meaning we can just, why do you have to be, why, if you can be anything you want to be, we can gene edit you to be whatever. You will not even be human anymore. You will be, like I said, you
a
will,
eunuch?
You should be free to pick whatever you want.
Pat the eunuch? I mean, what do you become?
Uniquely you. That's who knows? Who knows what these people are doing? What they're really doing, I think, is, pardon the reference, but I think this is like the Tower of Babel moment.
Yeah.
Where, why do we have to do things the way God said? We can do whatever we want. We can make us ourselves anything we can be. In fact, I ran across a quote from one of the Pritzkers where they actually said, we are godlike. We are at the frontier of godlike technology. We can be or create people in any way you want. You want to have green skin? You want to look like a dragon? We can do that for you. It's really, really creepy. And they have millions and millions and millions of dollars to do it with. They are extraordinarily wealthy, and these little family foundations are funding some of which is good things.
Right.
You know, that's how it's always packaged. You know, we're going to fund the children's hospital over here. But as part of that packaging, we're going to bring in sex education that is the way we want it packaged.
Right.
Or they're going to fund, I know one of the Pritzker Family Foundations funds a huge program to help children in foster care. Okay. I think that's good. That's a noble goal. But part of that has to do with providing those children in foster care with information in case they want gender reassignment.
Okay.
That's not so great. You know, it always comes with the agenda packaged with it.
Okay. So from SSI, the current incarnation of the LGBTQ politicized groups and network, this is going to be, it's finding that the LGBT is a protected class, right? That's what they wanted to be, was this protected class. And so it's going to basically solidify the idea that humans are not sexually dimorphic species, which contradicts reality.
And so sexually dimorphic means men and women.
Right. And not only of traditional religions, but of the gay and lesbian civil rights movements and much of the feminist movement. So this sexual dimorphism and resulting gender differences. So this will be what? I mean, it's a newly medicalized sex identity. They're being kind of conjured up. This is weird.
That's pretty much what it is. It's, you remember an old sci-fi movie called The Island of Dr. Moreau? It kind of makes me feel like that. Like we're gonna mess around with people, and we're gonna make them into whatever it is that we want to, like, physically
gender affirming care. So that if you're a guy and you want to be pregnant, then the gender affirming care at the doctor's office will tell you you're pregnant even when you're not. Because you want to be. So gender affirming care.
I don't know. It seems to me that the whole country suddenly recognized, you know, the Supreme Court says something about abortion and we all know who women are now.
Right. So we'll have lot more surgeries, a lot more drugs, a lot more screwing up of our children, a lot more monstrous parents doing it. And we'll nickname it SSI, and it'll be sort of the new way that's upheld by the medical community, that's socialized medicine now, to really instigate and really mess with people's heads over their gender. Perfect. Thank you, Pritzkers. By the way, Jennifer Pritzker, is she a man? I don't know. Anyway. All right. Yes. I think she's a product of SSI. We'll be right back on the Kate Daly Show with Melissa. Don't go anywhere.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
Let me tell you something. This is no lie. And I saw your advertisement, and I dialed that number that came on, and I cannot believe this, because I'm a skeptic, number one. I'm holistic, number two. I'm a hospice nurse, number three. I want to tell you how wonderful it is, the things I can do now that I couldn't do before. My daughter came up to see me from another state, and she said, Mom, what happened? I said, I took those vitamins that they're advertising on TV all the time. And she said, I can't believe what you're doing. So I just love your product. I just think it's absolutely sensational.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KATE.
I know how hard...
Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
By the dawn's early light, what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars.
Oh, put this on your list of music for over the weekend. Boyce Avenue live a cappella cover of Star Spangled Banner. It's powerful. Welcome back to the show. I've got Melissa because she comes on every Wednesday. I've got Susan in the next hour. We're covering a whole host of topics, and I just wanted to make sure you got over to Balance of Nature. Look, I know people right now, you're in summer mode, but I don't know if you can afford to be in summer mode this summer. You need to be ordering up products that help you, that help your immune system before the fall and winter, that kick in, and also storing them up for food storage, in your food storage as well, so that you have them. I am telling you, pleading with you, please get healthy right now. We need you. We need all hands on deck. If you don't like it, send it back. Balance of Nature is the most powerful product I've come across, and I did my homework on food supplements, and it was the product. I mean, it was head and shoulders above everybody else on what it could do, what it was packed with, the perfect nutrients that it had in it, and no chemicals, nothing harmful in it whatsoever. It was amazing. And then for the price, I was like, you've got to be kidding. The price was so good. You could even get a third off by putting in the code KATE. So put in the code KATE, and then you get free shipping, and you get up to 35% off. It also helps the show. You're helping Truth in Radio. You're helping yourself. And then order extra to keep. So on the shelf, it'll keep. Okay? Balanceofnature.com. Balanceofnature.com. That is the product you should be taking. Melissa is with me. And we were just talking about a little about the January 6th thing is just such a crap show. They're so desperate. It looks desperate now. And from Todd Starnes, I love Todd Starnes, Melissa. He put out this and I thought it was so perfect that I Facebooked it because I'm out of jail now, censorship jail. Coming up on the season finale of J6 the movie, Cassidy's friend Sally testifies she heard from her cousin Luann that her mother Clarice overheard her hairdresser tell her boyfriend that a mall cop intercepted an FBI email alleging that President Trump lunged at the pilot of Air Force One and tried to crash the plane from the White House on Inauguration Day. I loved his take. Is that about how it's going?
Well, I'm not watching because
I don't know who could. They die of boredom, and this is just silly.
But I do have a theory about what they're trying to do.
Sure.
And I'm just old enough that I remember the summer of the Watergate hearings.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember running in and out of the house and my mom standing there with the ironing board, ironing my dad's shirts and watching Watergate. And I think the Democrats in charge of this kind of pony show decided that they wanted to have their very own, you know, Watergate part two. And they were going to be able to broadcast all this sensational stuff to the country. Mm-hmm. And we were all going to be riveted to it. And then they would just fly through the fall and into the midterms.
Right.
The problem is, number one, back in the Watergate days, we only had three channels of TV at my house. So I have other options. I don't know about you. I very seldom watch anything on network TV.
Mm-hmm.
Most of what we do, we're streaming from somewhere or other.
Right.
So people have choices.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the other reason why this is not shaping up into the great sensational Watergate thing, well, this is another reason, is that people don't care about this. People are worried about $5 a gallon gas. People are worried about, you know, health issues.
And
they
know it's desperate.
We're hearing every day about food shortages. We're seeing things happening that are alarming. And people are just like, yeah, they're just blowing smoke up there in the Capitol.
Right. And they're not doing anything about these people that have been in jail. I mean, honestly, how many did they violate in the Constitution on that alone? And everybody knows it's a desperate attempt. It just looks desperate. It reeks desperation. So they look silly.
There's one more reason, too.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the third reason, pardon my reference to the pop culture thing, but anybody who spent more than about 3 minutes watching Johnny and Amber heard the word hearsay.
I know.
And the whole country came to know. That's what makes Todd Starnes so funny.
Mm-hmm.
When we have Cassidy Hutchinson, who says, well, President Trump lunged in his limousine and tried to wrestle the steering wheel away from his Secret Service driver. And how did she know that? Well, and somebody else in the White House told her.
Mm-hmm.
She wasn't there. They're not calling the person who actually she didn't witness it. Somebody else told her. And that would be the textbook definition of hearsay.
But I would like to know why that's a crime. Never in history has that ever been a crime in of itself. What is there to talk about? It wasn't. They act like he pulled a gun on somebody. And if he was demanding to go somewhere as president of the United States, then I'd be angry, too. It doesn't matter. He wasn't doing anything criminal. He wasn't doing anything not lawful. I mean, my gosh, what?
But it's criminal in the minds of those who are bringing the circus to town.
Right, because he wanted to go down there.
He was going with the people he asked to be there.
They act like he wanted
the Capitol.
They act like he lunged and wanted to take the wheel to go take somebody out. I mean, it's so asinine because it's such a stupid thing, and they're acting like it's this big piece of news, but they've been doing this since the beginning. So
well, here's the other thing. I was listening to Dan Bongino today, and he was a Secret Service agent, and he let this drop. There is a bulletproof barrier in the limousine.
Right.
This didn't happen anyway. It's made up. That's why we don't take hearsay evidence for anything anyway.
So,
and now NBC News is reporting that there are two Secret Service agents who are ready to go and testify and dispute Amber, or I call
Cassie.
Her Amber.
Yeah, well, she is like Amber.
Hutchinson's hearsay
Amber,
evidence.
Cassie, same thing. But you know what? They better be aware of the whistleblower disease that people suddenly die of, like Stenger, for saying they're professional agitators at January 6th. But you know what, though? I would say that's right. And there is that thing between the limo driver and him. And you know what? Doesn't even sound like Trump. He could have gotten mad that he wasn't being taken down there. But I don't ever recall him not getting there and having any trouble getting down there, for that matter. So maybe the whole entire story is made up. And the whole thing is ridiculous because he didn't break any laws. There's nothing there. So
on every level, this is a colossal failure.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think anybody's watching. I personally do not know anyone.
Mm-hmm.
This is not the talk of at the water cooler at my husband's office. I have not heard anyone talking about it.
Nobody cares. They don't care about Cassie. And so speaking of the FBI, though, one of your bullets today is one of your bullet points is the FBI maintaining a workspace in a really strange law firm.
Yeah. In the name of the law firm.
Perkins
it's
Cole.
Coy.
Perkins Cole.
Yeah.
Isn't that Al Gore?
No, it's Hillary Clinton.
Ha! Interesting.
They have their very own dedicated computer in her legal team's office, which may account for all of the many you know, the secret. Oh, gosh, I'm having a brain blip here. All of the things that were issued, they were surveilling. They had the ability from her legal off from her legal team's offices. They could get into FBI files and surveil her personal enemies and people that she wanted to know about. It's bad. That's bad. That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's really, really, really ugly. And that talk about an abuse of power.
Okay. Oh, Al Gore was Perkins Kleiner. Okay, that's why it sounded familiar. Okay, so that's interesting. Why would they have an office there? That doesn't make sense. Well, it does.
They don't have an office.
If you understand what they're doing.
They have a computer system that is accessible by members of the law firm in the office.
That's creepy.
Do you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I want to know all about, you know, Kate.
Right.
So I'm working for my client here, and I can go, you know what, when I had a friend who is a federal law enforcement officer, and it was illegal for her to look up any, like, you could get a license plate, you know how the police can look you up by your license number.
Sure.
And it was illegal for them to look people up by their license plate number to see, you know, has somebody had an arrest or a DUI or whatever. They were forbidden from doing that.
Right.
Or from, I couldn't ask her, like, oh, my neighbor is such a nasty person. Could you find out if they've ever had a DUI? And she'd be like, no, I can't. That's illegal.
Right.
But Hillary Clinton can have access to the FBI files at her law firm's office.
Wow.
Not good. Not good. Abuse of power.
Yeah. Wow.
Major abuse of power. So,
okay. It's always stunning, the club aspect of this. And it's a small club and you ain't in it, as Carlin used to say. But it's always the same thing. It's always they're running their own little world, and we get thrown out these things every once in a while, but they have their own little universe going on, and they have their own way of thinking about things. They don't have a God. They have a power as their God, and it's like a whole separate little world that they live in. It's bizarre. Anyway, it just always strikes me.
Well, like I said, they like themselves well enough. It's you that they don't like. And we should all be really, really concerned about that, because... It's the same reason why they don't care. I genuinely don't believe that they care substantially about abortion. They just don't want more of us.
Right. Well, they do care about abortion because they still want it to continue, but they just want to keep coming up with just about every reason to take it. But we were talking about the U.S. Sergeant at Arms that died. It's so interesting today that the news just keeps saying, oh, he just died. Just died. Never, you know, should there be an investigation after he testified that professional agitators were there, a.k.a. feds? It's just that he died. And if you ever wonder if the news and if is part of this club, please stop wondering. Well, the news is part of this club. They're told what to say.
It's the same response. I'm getting the same feeling from that I get whenever I hear, you know, 25-year-old athlete dies suddenly of natural causes.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I'm like, oh yeah, I know what those natural causes are.
I know. It's
we're becoming jaded, and I don't even listen to the news anymore. I'm sure you don't either.
Oh no, I haven't for a long time. So I can't. I can't listen to King Fraud-a-Lot speeches, and I can't listen to Eyebrows to Heaven Pelosi. I can't listen to any of them anymore, and I can't listen to the news. And I hope people are... One way to thwart what's going on is to take your eyeballs off the news, believe it or not. Because when their numbers go down and when they don't have an audience anymore, they cannot propagandize to us. And we're the ones that feed them. We're the ones that say, oh, yes, we'll watch every night just to see what they have to say. When we know they're lying, scumbags. We'll be right back. I'll be right back. More with Melissa Smith when we come back. Don't go anywhere.
Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Can't get a man to work. People get married and they still flirt. Don't pledge allegiance to our flag like we used to do. Good men are willing to give their lives. My politicians take away our rights, saying they know best what's good for you. These days, dads are always gone. Mama's still here, but she's on her phone. Grandma's raising the kids, and the devil is too. If you ask me, this whole world is gone to hell.
Wow. Boy, it kind of nails it, though, right? This place called USA, Creed Fisher. Welcome back to the show. And you can catch the Alex Jones show that I did today on 20 things that we could be doing right now that are hugely powerful if we can take these ideas and run with them. That is on today's over at band.video, and you can catch that. And on Independence Day, I will be on C-SPAN, of all things. So that'll be fun. Washington Journal, and you can catch me there live in the morning. I think it's like 9-something Eastern time. So Washington Journal. And I have Melissa. We, by the way, mypillow.com, they have new slippers out, and they also have, because of the whole thing that happened, just happened with Walmart, they're extending even more savings to you. Go get the mattress topper you want. It'll transform a mattress. I love their mattress toppers. Go get a mattress. Mattresses are fantastic. They rival the purple one, the purple one. Go get pillows and sheets and towels, and the towels are on sale right now. Go get these things right now for future gifts. Get them for yourself. Put in the code KATE. That's how you get them, because it helps the show too. But also, it's going to help you get the most savings, up to 90% off. There is nothing like MyPillow products. Who knew? To be honest with you, I wouldn't have ever thought that they would have the most amazing sheets and towels. I mean, I was actually really blown away. And I say that just because maybe some people are surprised. You know, you see the MyPillow commercials, you think they're just pillows. No way. They really got it right when they said, we want the most luxurious products. The sheets are luxurious. Giza cotton, they're just awesome. And the towels and everything, and they hold up well. I mean, I can't believe the quality. So go to MyPillow.com and get up to 90% off. Okay, Melissa. We have a lot on the list to talk about. Go ahead.
So next up, we have Joe Biden in France having a conversation with President Macron that was caught on an open mic.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be good, right?
Sure. Yeah.
I listened to the video. It's difficult to tell. I have to kind of rely on what the news person was reporting was being said. But apparently, Macron was trying to tell Biden that begging Saudi Arabia for more oil was counterproductive. Mm-hmm. And the speculation is also that Macron was insinuating to Joe Biden, if the United States wanted to retain a leadership position in the world, mm-hmm. they needed to quit begging places for more oil. So keep in mind that right now,
while ignoring our own oil, that's fun.
Right. Mm-hmm. There's no oil or gas mm-hmm. coming from Russia. Mm-hmm. There's no oil. We have sanctions against Iran. We have sanctions with Venezuela. And the United States has turned off the spigot, too.
And
so this is creating a worldwide crisis.
Yeah. Iran and Argentina now want to join BRICS. BRICS is Russia and China, India. Interesting.
Well, maybe I want to join. Can I join, too?
I wish the states would take care of their own domestic oil. We wouldn't have this problem if we stopped looking at the feds for everything, and we started looking at our states. We have enough oil in this country that even you could make an agreement with another state, and our state should be in charge over their own oil supplies within their own states. It's just so asinine that we're like all about the federal.
We need OPEC inside the U.S., if you know what I mean. Like, mm-hmm. where I live, we don't have any refineries.
Right.
So we would be in a hard spot that way. But, you know, we need to get, like, mm-hmm. groups of states together and say, okay, we're gonna trade uh-huh. here among ourselves.
Yeah.
Anyway, this whole idea with Macron and Biden, and Biden on the world stage, which has been an absolute disaster, brings up this idea. And I think as we look at coming elections, we really need to ask ourselves a couple of questions about this. Economic security, internal, domestic economic security, is what generates national security internationally. And for example, right now, when things are unstable here in the U.S. economically, mm-hmm. it makes us very vulnerable and weak everywhere.
Right.
And that is one thing that I think Trump did very well mm-hmm. that has been underrated. People don't realize his business sense was translated into very successful foreign policy that mm-hmm. also brought back a lot of domestic stability, too. Mm. So before we endorse anybody, like, have you ever heard, what is DeSantis saying about, you know, economic security? Well, not a whole lot. We haven't heard much from him. So we should be asking that of any candidate that's going to make any attempt to step into the national spotlight.
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to do about economic security in the U.S.? So I guess here's the first one. This is the first premise of this whole kind of philosophy, that the lives of American citizens are best when our economic position is secure. That's common sense, right?
Right.
But any potential leader that we would embrace has to be able to initiate policies that are productive and successful for the citizens of the United States. I think that's exactly what Trump meant when he said, make America great again.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly what MAGA means. You know, we're gonna do those things that are best for the citizen, the individual citizens of the United States.
Right.
And so I thought this was kind of interesting. The author of this article went back and stepped through how Trump did that. For example, Trump knew that the United States needed an independent energy policy, but that was going to make the Saudis upset.
Mm-hmm.
So what he did was he did not want to weaken Saudi Arabia geopolitically as a leader in OPEC. So what he did was he assured them that the United States would stand with what a group called the Gulf Cooperation Council
mm-hmm.
on security issues that were important to them. He said, we will help you bolster your internal security, because that's what needs to happen in the Middle East. That's why he was having success with negotiations with Arab states in the Middle East.
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time, he said, but we want you to understand, we are also going to, you know, take steps towards our own energy independence. But we're not leaving you out to dry. We're your friend. We want to make sure that you're stable and safe. So that, while I don't like the sale of arms internationally from the United States, mm-hmm. I can see how that was a tool in his tool belt to maintain things that were, while he had to buy time for the United States to become energy independent.
Right.
And that was the tool that he used.
Mm-hmm.
He had to deal with China as well.
Right.
And China, look at what's happened with our Chinese American relationships with Biden. It's mm-hmm. been incredibly weak. And I heard you speaking about transformers.
Mm-hmm.
If we buy all of our transformers from China,
right.
There's nothing, if we have some kind of disaster in which many of our transformers go down,
mm-hmm.
we're completely at the mercy of the Chinese. That would never, ever, ever work.
I know.
And
if Trump runs, you know, the two things that have, two of the things, I should say, of the things, because there are a few more, but two of the things that really bother me are the one where he said, take their guns, due process later. And two, where he was endorsing the shots. So those are the two things that are really harmful. Let alone the treaty that he was so supportive of, the North American treaty that puts us with Canada and Mexico. So it's like a mixed, it's always a mixed bag, because you're going to get some of this and then you're going to get some of the good things he did internationally. He didn't take anyone out. He, you know, we're really good at taking out leaders of other countries by exploiting emotions across the country. So it's always kind of a mixed bag, but I think you're always going to get a mixed bag. I don't think it's going to ever be, you know,
honestly
need.
The place to begin, I think, is to really look at how the interrelationship between domestic policy and international relationships, mm-hmm. because what Biden has done has not been good on either count.
Right. Oh,
on
Biden's
either
a
count.
Hot mess, and he always has been for 45 years. He's been ridiculous. He hasn't never been behind liberty once. I mean, the guy is a walking train wreck. And now, I mean, I don't know who goes in for a total facelift at 80 years old and changes the space between their lip and nose and connects their ears to their face, along with changing their hairline dramatically. But he doesn't even look like the same person, which leads me to believe that maybe he's not. And we got this weird person with a very weird nose. You know, it's very strange when I look at him, and it's just not the same guy. Go put pictures up against 2014 Biden, 2015 Biden, not very long ago. It is not the same guy. But I say that with a straight face, because just go look at the photos, because you'll walk away going, that's really weird. And then also, I wanted you to talk about customer service real quick.
Okay, well, I had a very unfortunate customer service experience just today dealing with a cell phone company that decided that the best way to give me some great customer service was to insult me and in the store. Mm-hmm. So my son had a phone, the screen was cracked, took it in for a repair that was covered by, we have an insurance plan on the phone. And everything was covered, got all that together. And when we took the phone in, I got the notification that the phone was cleared for repair. So we took it into the store to repair it. And the guy that was there, like, do you have an appointment? You have an appointment? And I said, do I need an appointment? Yes, you need an appointment. Like, oh, I can't believe you didn't know that. You're so dumb. And seriously, it was that bad. And I kind of got my, he kind of got under my skin a little bit. And I was like, yeah, you got really crappy customer service too. And he's like, you're going to talk to me that way? Really? You're going to talk to me? You think you're going to get any kind of service after you talk to me that way?
So threatening.
So,
that's nice.
Yeah. So yeah, this morning I did have my appointment and took it back and came in first customer through the door this morning. And he's working there again this morning. And I said, okay, I'm back and I have an appointment. I'd like to see the technician to get this repaired now. I don't want to be standing around here all day.
Right.
You got attitude. You got a lot of attitude. I'm like, yeah, I really do have a lot of attitude. And maybe you should. I told him, I said, yeah, sir. I said, I just want to get this taken care of. Can you go get the people that need to take care of this? So he's walking real slow. I mean, it's just meant to be provocative.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, so I told him after I got things kind of initiated, had spoken with the technician to do the repair, who was extremely nice. He was fine.
Right.
No problem there.
Right.
But I told Nick, I said, hey, Nick, you know something? I'm going to report you to the corporate office. And he goes, you just go ahead and do that. Like, what are you going to do? Report me for telling you that you needed an appointment? And I said, no, I'm going to report you because you got a crap attitude and bad customer service. That's why.
You know, it,
so.
Yeah. Go ahead. You have about a minute left.
Thinking about this. And as things get harder for people, as the costs go up, there's nothing to stop us from having better customer service instead of worse.
It's
There's no excuse for that.
It's been depressing. I go into restaurants, they're filthy. I go into places, they don't care if you're happy or not. We used to have stellar customer service. And since 2020, it has gone so far downhill that I don't even want to go out to eat. I don't even want to deal with it. The food is subpar. Everything's subpar. And you're like, what happened to our country? And now you know why countries become dives. Now we know.
Well, I'll tell you a kind of the reverse story of this.
You got
my husband and I,
20 seconds.
We stopped at a fast food place and only two employees were working and they were still pleasant and kind to us.
Wow.
It can be done.
It can
People
be done.
People were very accommodating.
Oh, that's so great. And I love those that are. It's just, I can see a huge shift in the last year and a half. And our country is a little bit, it's treated like it's a little bit of like LA or San Francisco or one of these states that ruins their city. Now you know why they get so ruined. We're just seeing it all over the country. Thank you so much, Melissa. Thank you, Melissa Smith, and on to Susan Reeves. So stay with us because we have a host of all other topics too to talk about and all kinds of things. So stay with us and go to band.video for the Alex Jones Show today. And then, of course, C-SPAN on the 4th of July. I'll be live there. Anyways, I will be right back. Don't go anywhere. Hey, everybody. This is a special you need to be aware of for Father's Day. Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of their lives, but he didn't stop by just creating the best pillow. Now he's done it again with My Slippers. Now, listen, this is the first time he's ever done this and gone this far, but for a limited time, you will save $90 on a pair of My Slippers. This blowout sale of the year is not going to last, so you've got to order right now, and you can order in time for Father's Day. He took over 2 years to develop these slippers. They're designed to wear inside and out. It's like walking on pillows, you guys. It's amazing. It's impact gel plus foam to prevent fatigue. And it's also made with quality leather suede. So happy to be able to bring this to you. But what a deal that is. $90 off the My Slippers. You're practically getting them for free. So make sure you order up for Father's Day. I promise you, he does not have slippers like these slippers. Get them for the man in your life. They're going to love them.